B News, I'm Ben Thomas. It appears the situation at airport security checkpoints and the situation for TSA officers that staff them are easing, Sagar Magani reports.
The TSA says most officers who have not been paid during the shutdown have now received back pay after President Trump ordered Homeland Security to do so. Still, there is no deal in Congress to end the shutdown. Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the president wants lawmakers back here from their Easter recess.
He said that he'll host a big Easter dinner here at the White House if Congress will come back.
Travelers hope the overdue checks will end hours-long waits at major airports, while the wait times in places like Atlanta and Houston were far better this morning. They were still 2 hours plus at New York's LaGuardia. Maryland's BWI urged travelers to show up 3 hours early. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As the U.S., Israel, and Iran carry out more attacks, the White House maintains ceasefire talks are ongoing. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Despite all of the public posturing you hear from the regime and false reporting, talks are continuing and going well.
At the same time, President Trump's threatening to destroy Iran's energy resources and other infrastructure if a deal is not reached shortly. U.S. Gulf and Israeli officials tell AP Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and other Gulf allies are urging the president to keep prosecuting the war, saying Iran has not yet been weakened enough. Oil prices continue to rise, Brent crude trading around $115 per barrel. Back in this country, Lisa Dwyer reports.
A 15-year-old student shot a teacher at a Texas high school, Hill Country College Preparatory High School. Sheriff Mark Reynolds.
It looks as though the student turned the gun on himself and shot himself.
The teacher was taken to a San Antonio hospital. The male student died on the scene. No other injuries were reported. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Historians are hailing it as the first intact underground railroad site found in New York City in over 160 years.
A secret passageway to help slaves escape under a drawer at the Merchants House Museum. Emily Hill Wright says they knew it was there. They did not know the significance until.
We learned something really important about Joseph Brewster, who's the man who built and designed this house. And what we learned is that he was an abolitionist.
The secret passage is under a built-in dresser drawer you remove and climb into.
The passage itself is about 2 foot square and extends down over 15 feet. There is a built-in ladder.
Now they want to stop development of a building next door.
There's really no way that that development proceeds without causing serious damage.
Owners of that property say the structural impact will be minimal. Julie Walker, New York.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.